God is seeking to be revealed. Hear that. Every human condition, God is seeking to be revealed. With an awareness of the presence, we each can illuminate God no matter what may be occurring in the human experience. You and I can experience the presence at any moment, no matter what challenge we might be facing, what increased awareness we always have. We always have the choice to channel and to be a conduit for the light. Why not make the choice to reveal and be a conduit for the life, for the light? Why not make the choice to reveal God? God is always present, waiting to be revealed. I thought that Ty said it all, said what we believe, said what how we need to see that no matter what the condition or the situation that's taking place in our life experience, that beyond that is and beneath that is our sacred center of self, is a holy, holy place. And I know terrorists seem to be bigger than a grain of sand. However, this morning, I ask each of us, is it really bigger? To embrace the grain of sand or to embrace the terrorist or to be so annoyed, we only experience and focus on what's wrong. Choice. We are given free will and choice. So in every moment and every event and everything that comes to us, we get to make a choice. How will you choose? Will you choose to live in pain or blame or victimhood? Will you choose to point the finger at where life is wrong or they are wrong? Or will you choose to make every event a growing opportunity, to make every event an opportunity to pray? Even if the prayer is, God, help me to see that there's a greater truth being revealed here, to make a difference. To call on the light of the universe to help you see clearly. Choice is our God-given right. And to choose anything other than that brilliance that we are, we're living against ourselves. Just wait. Wait until I get back. How will you choose? Today, I invite each of us to choose our brilliant self. It's there. I had to dig really deep to find mine. Sometimes I find it really easily, and other times I have to dig. But it's in the digging and the revealing that I go, yeah, yahoo. Daily in the process of becoming and making a difference. To be differently, to see differently, to speak differently, to think differently. And when I forget my brilliance, to love my mistake and forgetting, and to start over again. Just choose again. Oops, choose again. Oops, choose again. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see. So when you're hearing some of this political stuff that's going on, bless yourself and your reaction, and bless the world in its reaction, because it's the light that we shine that makes a difference for us, and I guarantee you it makes a difference for people around us. Be that that you wish to see. Let's take that into prayer. And so just gently close your eyes as we recognize that there is only one power. one all-loving, all-nurturing essence of life. It is that sacred and holy place within all people everywhere, whether they know it or not. That light, that love, that glory, that unity, that harmony of God is powerful and exists. And it is the life that lives and breathes within each and every one of us, no matter who we are. How good to know that this wonderful, all-loving presence is the love that all of life was created from. And today we claim it in a greater way in the truth and the light of who we each are as individual expressions of that Mother, Father, God, the Creator, the Spirit of life. And where there is a need for a healing, we call forth that power of God, even if we can't see it in this moment in our lives or the lives of our loved ones or the lives of our leaders. We know it exists because we know it in ourselves. And we call forth a healing, we call forth a revealing, we call forth this brilliance to shine so bright that the truth is uplifted and upleveled into that place of with God all things are possible. We know it, we accept it, and we become that light that shines and smiles and loves each other, the people that we're with today and tomorrow and the next day, because that light of truth shines so bright within us. And when we forget, we love that and move on. And we become that light of truth that is walking in the mystery and the miracles of God that are ever seen, ever felt, ever known. And so I just release this, my word, into that ever-living, loving law of God, knowing and accepting that it is already done and it returns to us multiplied and magnified, because this we let go into the law that always says yes, and we trust it, and we have faith in it. And if you're in agreement with any of this, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.